The soda stream plant in the southern Israeli town of Levahim was forced to let go of the last 74 of its Palestinian employees Monday. They came with the company after its West Bank plant closed in October.
There is no hope in Palestine. There is little work. We can't be happy there like we were happy here.
The management said it would fight the government's decision.
If the government of Israel does not allow the Palestinians to get to their jobs, I will bring those jobs to the Palestinians. That is not a threat. It is a fact.
The company employed about 500 Palestinians in its West Bank plant, but decided to close it after a Palestinian-led call for the boycott of Israeli products proved effective.
The boycott divestment sanctions campaign is one of the most peaceful and non-violent forms of resistance of the Palestinian people to achieve freedom, justice, and peace. It's not against Jewish or Israeli people. It's against apartheid, against occupation, against the policy of Israeli government, which is preventing peace here. And like it has succeeded against apartheid in South Africa at one point of time, it will succeed in Palestine.
The movement has its supporters worldwide. Last year, the European Union imposed a labeling regulation requiring Israeli companies to clearly mark whether their products were made in the occupied territories. The Israeli government is calling such moves anti-Semitic and is launching its own campaign to suppress them, including an effort to bring U.S. celebrities to Israel.
We are inviting the Oscar nominees and those whom they decide to take along with them for a dreamy visit in Israel.
A move fiercely fought by a U.S. group campaigning for an end to Israel's occupation.
We think that it's important that at this time they think about the issue of Palestinians as well and not take the bait and not take the trip to act as apartheid lackeys in this casting call by the Israeli government.
Even some Jewish groups support economic pressure on Israel to halt the construction of settlements. But last month, the British government banned the public sector boycotts of Israeli suppliers, giving a boost to Israel's battle against the Palestinian-led international boycott campaign. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.